Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, exploring the issues that impact our community, providing an in-depth analysis of the latest national discussion, and hitting the issues hard in a thoughtful, passionate, and provocative way. We have another great show for you this morning. I am super excited about a wonderful and innovative program that will provide the foundation for teens to learn about the intricacies of the radio and television industry and provide basic knowledge to help these young folks choose a career in a field that I love. The program is called Star Careertainment, and I have the developer of Star Careertainment in the studio with me this morning here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland. Giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Joining me this morning is actor and comedian and developer of Star Careertainment, Nick Lewis. Comedian Nick Lewis has been in the entertainment industry for 20 years and has appeared in several theater performances as well as Def Comedy Jam. His publicist, Charlotte Johnson, will be joining us shortly, and we also have his photographer and fellow comedian in the studio with us, Mr. Derek D. Moore. He is actually filming this interview. Nick, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Well, I want to say, first of all, it's a definite blessing to be here. And I want to thank you all for reaching out and allowing me to be here.
Absolutely.
Today to hang out with y'all to talk about something wonderful.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let you ask your question first.
Well, you know, certainly it is a pleasure having you in the studio. And you, I believe that you have an absolutely wonderful program. I want to talk a little bit about the program, but I want to pick your brain.
Okay.
About what is happening in the TV or television and radio industry.
Now, okay.
Now, I hope you're comfortable with talking about it, because it can get you in a little bit of trouble.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, the truth ain't never hurt nobody but the people that didn't want to hear it. I can guarantee you that.
Well, give me your perspective about what we're seeing in today's television programming. You know, you and
right.
I, you know, we're probably about a couple of years from apart. And
right.
I want to know, you know, we grew up watching The Cosby Show and different world and all those different kinds of programming. What is the difference, and what is your opinion about what we're seeing today on television?
Okay, well, saying that, first of all, I want to say this is about 20 years of in the entertainment business as the work I did theater for 4 years,
right?
Television, film, radio. I did radio for a while. And the craziest thing is, I'm talking with some of my nieces and nephews yesterday. They're about 11, 12, you know, some grandniece and nephew. And me and my sister, we were in the car, and we was all of a sudden we started talking about men on film. You remember Old and Living Color?
Yeah.
And they're like, what's a man on film? I said, that's when funny was funny on television.
That's exactly right.
And when you had television program, it was built to be that purpose. It was built to be sad, it's sad. It's built to be fun, it's funny.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that yesterday. But to get to the question that you said, I think what happened, they're building programs for... Not necessarily. They're just building program for the artist more than for the audience.
Yeah.
So what it looked like, they're saying, okay, we have an artist that we want to push. We have an artist, we have an actor that we want to push. So whether y'all like this program or not, we're going to give it to you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The thing is, where you had in the past, they had, we're going to find a program. We're going to find the right artist or the right actor to put in on that television or that radio or that music production.
And it's whether they're talented or not, or whether they can actually reach a particular audience.
Right, and I don't mind saying, have you seen this year BET Comic View?
Yes. And there's a marked difference between what we used to see and
right.
what we're seeing today. It just seems as if they're throwing anybody out on stage.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, what I tell you, with a comedy, they have actors that, you know, people that want to be actors, so the best way to get it in is to let them become a comedian.
Yeah.
Back in the days, I was explaining to a younger comedian. I said, you remember Def Jam? People had 5 minutes. They went from Def Jam to where they had a sitcom, a television show.
Right, right.
I said, now you got a comedian that's got YouTube. I had a comedian one time. He said, look here, man. I said, I know you done did this for about 20 years, but I got, 25,000 hit, on my YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, I don't need you to make 25,000 laughs. I need to make these 12 laughs.
That's right. You're personalizing that experience. Right. Absolutely. Now, we have reality television, mm-hmm. the Basketball Housewives, Housewives of Atlanta. But again, you juxtapose that kind of reality to what we were seeing with The Cosby Show, for instance, where there was a marked difference in terms of aspiration and making sure that we appreciated black life in a real way.
Right.
Give me your thoughts about that demarcation between that programming and what we're seeing today.
Well, the thing is, if you look at some comics, let's just go here within the comic world. If you look at some comics, and I found that earlier, gimmicks only sell for a short period of time. Where you had with The Cosby Show and shows back there, they was actually shows. The other shows, I think reality shows, are gimmick shows. Mm-hmm. Some of these people that had shows 5 years ago, you have no ideas where they are.
Yeah.
Some of the people that have shows now, you have no ideas where they're going to be in 5 years.
Yeah,
because
true.
The only talent they have is a gimmick.
Yeah.
You know, not want to call any comics name, but you know, that's why I know comics is gimmick. And I think the show is gimmick and with a fast pace, okay, let's just get the people to like the show, whether it put them down, just talk about them, degrade them, their race, their creed, their color, everything that you can go sue someone about. You can have a show about.
Yeah,
and
that's
my
true.
Problem is I got my life together. That's I need some issues. If I have some issues, I can help a show.
Yeah, yeah. But is that to our detriment, particularly when you consider our image, mm-hmm. not just in the United States,
but
around the globe? Is that a detriment to us?
Well, you got to look at the two different groups. Is as a detriment to the American people or the detriment to the black people that's in America?
Mm-hmm.
I think it hurt both groups. I think it hurt both groups because with us, is that, you know, we have no positive image. There's nothing we can say that, okay, this is a good image. You know, it's not that many on television to say, okay, this is a good image for my kids to watch.
Yeah,
the thing
yeah.
is, even with the stuff, is, you know, not just going to television, just media as an overall.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the people with Facebook, mm-hmm. they would notice on Facebook, you have 30 pictures of fights. And you will get hundreds of likes. Then you have a couple of pictures of a child that graduated, a child that making a difference. You barely get likes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm saying this because my daughters, a 16-year-old daughters, and I love them. And the brightness. I just had a daughter to come back from Dominican Republic, one of the twins, and she went over to teach the orphanage English. So she went over there for a week and came back. At the same time, the other twin, my other twin daughter, she just got offered her paperwork for the National Honor Society for High School Scholar. And the thing is, and even with putting those up there and people would like those, it's just the type of image where we want people to see.
Yeah.
And those images, you know, get likes, I guess because maybe my name. Mm. But even with other people's kids, they don't get likes as much as Shakita, or they look at this punch, or something like they say, the ratchet or the raunchy.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's a media abroad across the board that, you know.
Does that reflect the pathology that's in our community, our preferences, if you will? We prefer to see the salacious as opposed to something that is wholesome.
It would seem to be that way, but I think it's almost as instant fame. We want to see. We want the bad. You know, it goes back to say, if someone says something is horrible, we want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Okay, that was, that was a horrible movie. Oh, I got to go see it. But it's just, and it's something that's great. I don't know. We just seem to shy away from it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There is also a shift in radio.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be where, you know, the jock would come on, play some music, and of course, he'll have a conversation with the listeners. Now, we're in this age of PPM where, you know, your conversation is restricted to 30 seconds. Now.
Right.
And so, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, your perspective about what's happening in radio these days.
Well, first thing that happened in radio, I remember when I would come in here and y'all would have some free DVDs. DVDs that y'all get. Some t-shirts, some hats, some towels. Y'all have stuff.
Yeah, we don't give away free stuff anymore, right?
Y'all don't even have stuff to give away. So let's just clear that up. You know?
You want more free stuff.
We want more free stuff. And the thing is, I still do interviews with across the country when I go to radio. So I say, y'all have nothing. Oh, we don't even have our own coffee mugs. So. But with radio and then losing the personality of a lot of the jocks or the DJs that was on the personality. When you tune in at a certain time of the day, you knew the personality. You knew their opinion.
Absolutely.
On what was going to, if something went down, let's just say it was a bad car accident, you already knew that person's opinion because you've been listening to him for the last 3 or 4 years.
That's exactly
even before
right.
we put it out. You'd be like, okay, I know he's going to go in on that.
So with radio,
you have lost a lot of that. A lot of that is gone.
Yeah, the personality. Right. You know, and again, when you have someone who is really connected to the community.
Correct.
You know, folks are actually looking for that individual to give their perspective.
Right, right.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think we've lost some of that. Now that Pandora is out, now mm-hmm. that the iPods are essentially taking over, where do you see radio in the next 5-10 years? Because now with social media, every avenue where you can get entertainment is open and available.
I think I see radio ran by robots. That's the only thing left, robots. It'd be robots, and I would come in here, and I would be talking to you, and you would be a robot.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to thank y'all, my publicist for the program. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say that.
Does she want to get on and have some conversation with us as well? You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
And then she was late because, not late, but she was printing stuff up that I should have had earlier.
Okay.
So this is the publicist for the program. We want to thank her.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go
Hi.
Ahead.
I'm Charlotte Johnson.
Charlotte Johnson?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Well,
how are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank Great. You for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I had some preliminary questions for Nick, and I might as well get you in on the conversation. And we're talking about radio right now and some of the changes, the shifts that are taking place in radio. Give me your perspective about what is happening in the radio industry these days.
Well, I think that the internet radio has caused a lot of broadcast radio stations to change their format and compete.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and competition is always a good thing.
It is.
It actually keeps us on our game.
Keeps you on your game. So the format, it seems like the most songs are getting played mm-hmm. and more variety.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm just excited, and I love the competition. I love to be a part of it and witness it.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think radio is going to be in the next 5-10 years?
Well, seeing that TV is a lot of reality.
Yeah, that's true.
It may be a lot more celebrity news and talk and things of that nature.
How do we force the gatekeepers of the industry to really take a listen and look at what the audience actually wants? What do we do to make sure that they are listening about what we want?
Well, social media, I think, dictates that a lot with mm-hmm. the Twitter and the Instagram.
Yeah.
The listeners are telling us what they want.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the powers that be just have to respond and respect that.
Absolutely. Nick, let's talk about your program again. I think it's a very innovative program. Tell us a little bit about the genesis behind Star Careertainment.
Star Careertainment, if you go to the genesis of it, that's the program that happened before this program.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 years ago, I wrote a program for Charlotte Mecklenburg School System for Sterling Elementary called March Mel Mentorship Program, mm-hmm. where we was able to bring different males to tutor the kids on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the month of March, where we would spend 90 minutes with them. They enjoyed it. We did that at Sterling Elementary School in Pineville.
Mm-hmm.
We worked with the person that was there that brought me in to work with that program. She said, Nick, have you ever thought about going in that direction? But, you know, in entertainment, I'm like, nah, I got to go Hollywood. I think people want to see me on these movies, and I ain't got no time to be resting. So, and then car accident, you know, limited the amount of time that I could spend on the road and travel.
Mm-hmm.
So taking that option, I came up with, okay, I got my undergraduate is in marketing. And the first thing you learn in marketing, you find your demographic and you create a product for the demographic.
That's
so I
exactly
said,
right.
Can I create that is not need to give the people what they want, what they don't have?
Mm-hmm.
So I say, so we looked at what I could give to the school system and what I have knowledge in. I have 20 years, 2 decades in television and in entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I toured with theater for 4 years with a national play. I did movies. I wrote movies. I produced movies. I wrote plays. I did radio. So I said, I have knowledge of that. I've ran a business where I book comedy throughout the countries and, you know, multiple contracts with people. So I took that and said, okay, now let me write this into, take all this out of my head and put it on some paper.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, to get to the school system, you still have to have structure of what the information is. So right. I was fortunate enough when I was on the Joker's Wild Comedy Tour. We was in Huntsville, Alabama, and I ran across a retired college professor, Dr. Mary Hunt. So she took all the craziness in my head and all the experience, and she put it on a piece of paper. So we was able to write this program with the curriculum core of the school system. So it's just not about radio, television, film, and theater. Mm-hmm. And so we was able to do that. Then working with Ms. Hunt, she was able to take the information and make it work for North Carolina. So with what the concept of Star Entertainment for STAR, those letters stand for Studio, Theater, Accountability, and Radio. And that's what the STAR stand for. And Studio, that covers television and film. Theater, right. Color theater. Accountability is that, you know, even with Charlotte, Miss Charlotte, that being in entertainment, we have a huge amount of, and radio cover radio, of course. But accountability is a small detail I tell people that, you know, we overlook, and that's probably why it's just lacks in the industry of getting a quality people. Well, right. Accountability, it covers simple contract, copyrights, and simple contract, copyrights, and non-disclosure form.
Right, right.
We have people that, like our age, has been 20 years in the business that have no ideas what it is. So I say, let's give the basic information of what kids would need to get to this program, mm-hmm. To get out of this program. And radio, we cover this up. Okay, we go with radio. We teach kids how to produce a radio commercial. But covering, like, educational value, to produce a radio commercial, you have to know punctuation. You know, have to know pronunciation. And, like, I'm messing up. You can't mess up like I'm messing up. But it is a lot of things from talking to the client to writing the commercial, producing the commercial. So it covers, you know, comprehension. It covers writing skill. It's covered communication skill. Mm-hmm. So there's still educational value, you know, engineering skill with producing that. And the career part of it. So a lot of kids only see the glamour of television, the glamour of radio. Yeah. They only see your job, but they don't see the other 20, 30 people that are walking around here.
Absolutely.
We let kids know that there's multiple jobs that you can have in these industries.
Sure. Sure, sure. You know, when I graduated from the Carolina School of Broadcasting, but I've been in radio since 2001.
Right.
And I, you know, of course, my dream job was to be behind the microphone.
Right.
But I find myself doing a lot of production, a lot of commercials. And I didn't know that my bailiwick would actually be in the production side as opposed to being in front of the microphone.
Right. And that's what we want kids to know, that, you know, there's other jobs in radio that you might be great at, that you might want to, even if you're doing something like, hey, let's just say you'd love to do hair, you love to do makeup. Mm-hmm. You could go be a makeup artist. You could be hair and wardrobe for major films. There's so many other different jobs in the industry. And what happened within the 20 years of me doing this, I would get parents to come to me and say, okay, how can my child get in this? Where do I start? And the thing is, I'm in industry, and it has to crush a parent to say, okay, I want to do something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was the idea and the concept of coming with this program, because what happened, we feed on the weak and the needy, and most of the time our community. So you hear something that the big hotel at the airport, come out here and we'll teach a kid how to get into this. So they go out there and spend $400 or $500. The kids get absolutely nothing. Only thing they get is taken for $400 or $500. But the thing is, we're telling your parent, let us just show you something and give your kids, because our kids have dreams. Our kids in our neighborhood have dreams, but what they like is opportunity and, like you say, resources.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we want to put there in the community. We were with the people that's providing and that's doing the service. Most of the people are college graduates, so we want to push that. Mm-hmm. You need to go to college. That's just the basic of, you know, the genesis of coming in with the concept of the program.
Right. Now, Charlotte, building a new program has unique sets of challenges. Talk a little bit about
that. Thank Lord that Charlotte is on the team for that.
Thank you.
No, thank Lord.
Well, talk a little bit about the challenges that beset this type of program.
Well, location, 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 and getting the location, securing the location based on things like what you project the response will be and how many people will be interested, and the day-to-day operations with making sure that everyone has knowledge about the program, that they represent it well. There are a lot of things that go into producing anything, just like your show, like you were saying. You got involved with a lot more production than you anticipated.
Yeah.
So there's a a lot of roadblocks. There's
a
publicity.
Lot. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and computers and electronics, they don't always work when we want them to. And
that's the truth.
Exactly. And so there are challenges there. And Nick is just caring and giving. And we want to, and I want to, which is why I came aboard, to allow him the freedom and opportunity to do what he does best. So he can let the people who support him handle those details.
Now, how many
change.
Children are enrolled in the program?
Well, and currently we are looking at 30 kids per session. A session that would come up, we're looking at the 21st of July session. That'll be our third session. Because, like I say, because of roadblock, we had to cut a session. So anything is that hurt because we're only doing 30 kids per session. So that's 30 kids, you know, that, you know, we'll get an opportunity later.
Right.
But we're first saying location and the people that come on board. I have to say this. We want to get, you know, definitely show a love. And thanks, and you know, to Faith CME Zion Church for allowing us to come and use their building to bring the program there. I want to thank Ray Kennedy of the Kennedy Foundation for agreeing to feeding the kids, you know, the students there for the program. Just want to give those things out, and other people like D. Moore, comedian, that's came in, you know, and helped with the program. You know, so it's a list of people that go on and on. I just want to get those out
because
I'm truly blessed for those people to come in and do their part.
Well, talk a little bit about the enthusiasm of the children. I mean, learning how to operate a camera or
Right. Learning
how to do a console, a board console, you know, it has its set of challenges.
Right.
But as you've indicated, there's some glamour attached to this and people
Right. Are
seeing the glamour. But talk a little bit about how enthusiastic the kids are and what the parents are anticipating.
This is that you would say that. I have a friend that was in college and I'm on Facebook inviting people to come. So I get a call from Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama. And Gwen, she said, yeah, me and the kid coming. I said, well, this is in Charlotte. She said, but you invited me, and my daughter's excited about it, and we're trying to find a trip to get up there to do the program because there's nothing like this nowhere. And even with the people, the kids, are the joy of the kids is great, but the joy of the parents to see the happiness of their kids is even more because they're saying, okay, now I can give something. In fact, we was going to have a couple of kids here today. You'd actually bring us a couple of kids today, but because of some of the roadblocks yesterday, so we don't have the kids here today.
Right.
But you know, the thing that the kids are excited about, and this was about. So I got a sister that's my nephew, and he's in the program, and they're paying to be in the program because he's excited about the program.
Right.
And the reason I said that they're paying to be in the program, so the people that know me. My flesh and blood is paying nose. But we do have scholarship with the program. I'm a comedian. I got to get the jokes in. People are like, why ain't there nothing funny? But no. But the thing is, we have individuals. We have individuals that are sponsoring kids. So and they're excited about the program. So you know, I can't talk to the joy of the kid because I don't know. I'm not a kid.
Right.
I got kids like tennis sometimes, but the kids ain't through. Also, so.
And now, as I indicated, I'm a graduate of the Carolina School of Broadcasting.
Right.
And here in Charlotte, there's also the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Right.
Are you building relationships with them to help transition the kids from your program to their types of program?
Well, the program that we're building, and I'll show somebody, and I got to say this. Somebody said, well, the program is only 4 hours. And I have to be blunt with it. I said, you build a product. And the product of it, if you wanted to go and buy you a SUV truck, you're not looking at an 18-wheeler, to get to the point. The program is what it is. We built a program for one specific thing, to educate kids. And the program lasts for 4 hours. And somebody said, well, that's not enough time for the kids, you know, parents, you know, to keep them in daycare. I said, we're not building a daycare. We're building a program. So getting to the question that you're saying, the program gives them the maximum amount of information.
Right, right.
And the smallest amount of time that it can be affordable for us to do the program.
And it's all hands on.
It's all hands on. It's all educational. So getting to the question, as you said, this has been a one-man team until the other people came on. There's so much we want to do, but at the time, that's only so far that we've came at this point. With the people that's coming on board, with the people that are looking to be a part of this here, I'm sure that's what we want. But we give the kids basic information of radio, the basic information of theater. the basic information. So the thing is, if you got a child that's saying, we teach him like theater, we teach him blocking. We teach him upstage. We teach him what's a right wing, what's a left wing. That's only so much information we can put within that 4 hours. But the kid have enough information to say, you know what, I might just want to be a writer.
Right,
I might
exactly.
want to be a director.
Right,
so it's
right.
not to make them a Shakespeare, or not to make them a 20-year veteran DJ. It's saying, okay, look at other options that you have. We're going to give you the max amount of information. So
right.
If that answered the question, I know I get to talking.
well, Nick, I can't ask you this question,
right.
but I prefer to ask Charlotte.
Okay.
He is very enthusiastic. There is a tangible passion that he has. Talk a little bit about his passion.
Oh, Nick is just super excited. Like he's talking today. He's always talking like that. He's trying to get out all the information as much as he can. And it's just a great program because when I started in the business, I went to a lot of music conferences and a lot of other conferences, educational conferences, to figure out where in entertainment was my best target audience for publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Was it with comedians? Was it with actors, models, you know, singers? And so that's where I got a lot of the education, but there aren't those things. So when Nick talks about this program, it's groundbreaking. So
right.
it is exciting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm excited. And the kids that I've talked to that are...
You're hitting the button.
I'm sorry.
See, I knew it wasn't.
That's something that they will definitely
know. Don't hit buttons when you go into the studio.
That's all right.
Keep your arms to your side. Yeah. To your side, up to the back.
Good.
Right. So the kids are excited because, as he said, you know, they see what's on television. They see the glamour. But then when they go into the workshops or the classes, they'll see, oh, well, I didn't know it took this much. And then they get inspired. And
right.
we hope that, you know, that they will ask for more information. And then it can develop into something greater.
Right, right. Now, we have just about 2 minutes left on the show. We have another individual in the studio. He's taking photographs. I don't know if I want my photograph.
He's a good comedy comedian friend of mine. I'm kind of maybe his, I guess, mentor in the comedy.
Well, he can say hello.
Well, he can say hello. And
I'm shy.
You're not shy.
How y'all doing out there? This is D. Moore. All right. y'all good? All right.
Well, D know the passion that I have.
Right.
And the thing is, I remember working with D, a lot of comedians, and just being a mentor in the industry over the years. You know, with people, a lot of times they just need personal mentorship, you know, just over the years. But the thing is, I want to say the instructors that we have, the radio person is college graduate, the television and theater, all these people. We want to thank also Talent Link, Vince Paul, for coming on board.
Right.
Vince Paul, Talent Link, he's on run one of the largest black casting agency that's in the country.
And if I might add, right. you have a number of speakers that will be participating in the program, including
number.
My colleague here at the station, Olympia D.
Olympia D. We have attorneys that's coming in that's going to talk about the legal of this. We'll invite a lot of friends of mine throughout the business that's coming in. It's added bonus that to go into the program.
Right. And what do you hope they can accomplish when they do their presentations?
Well, it's the people that I invited. They can give their love. I didn't invite people because, okay, they got a name. I invited people because they have a love and passion to give back to kids. And what they be able to accomplish is that they can fulfill that love and passion, saying, okay, I'm doing something positive for these kids and giving them an opportunity.
Absolutely. And if parents want to enroll their children in the program, how could they do that?
We are on Eventbrite. If you go to eventbrite.com and type in STAR program, our event will come up and you can register for sessions. And there's a link to the online registration form.
Okay. We're also on Facebook. If you go to Comedian Nick Lewis, you can find a link. And also, you can just call the number directly. I believe in this program enough. I'm going to just give my number directly that you can call me, 704-968-2207.
Nick, thank you so much for joining me. Charlotte, thank you so much for coming in and at the last minute swooping down to provide the information
and
we need.
And also, Ms. Charlotte, I can give you her number.
Yes, it's 704-712-9866.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I want to again thank actor, comedian Nick Lewis, publicist Charlotte Johnson, and Derek D. Moore for coming in and talking about Star Careertainment. If you like more information about Star Careertainment,
Entertainment, you can reach Nick at 704-968-2207 and Charlotte Johnson at 704-712-9866. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. Also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary at www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. This show is available on our Praise Charlotte website. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.